Victory 91.5. Psalm 34.
Holding down the pedal there.
Ouch. Yeah. Ouch. Good morning. It's Risenstein. And Ray Haynes is in teaching on Rosh Hashanah and just kind of blowing our mind with some of these things, some of the history and what we're expecting in this new year, 5777. All of it is posted at the Victory Facebook page or at blog.victory915.com.
And this is where we start to get deeper into it and a little more of what the significance is. So now the year is, all right, 5777, 5,777. Now, it does Hebrew works similar to English in the sense of numerical values. Like there's tens and hundreds and thousands, that kind of thing follows through. So in this, you could look at, when you look at meanings, you have to look at the bigger meaning too. So it starts with 5,000. You know, in 5,000 in scripture, it has Jesus feeding the masses several times. Five in general just means grace. So in this sense, since the year, it's beginning in grace. But now keep in mind, the last 777 years have been under that particular statement. All right. So keep the broad picture. The number 700, 5,777. 700 represents Christ for a kind of a neat reason. The Cairo or Kiro, C-H-I, or Chrisman, is a symbol made up of the first two Greek letters of the name of Christ. And Greek and Hebrew both have numerical, they do the numbers, it's similar language, and that equals 700. So throughout history, that's, at least since Christ, the last 2,000 years, that number, or 700, represents Christ. So 5,700 so far. Now 70 is the word Ayin, and we've studied that before because we've been in this for the last half of a decade here. The Ayin is described as having two eyes, the choice of using good or evil to perceive things. 70 also symbolizes, we talked about this a little while ago, perfection, completeness, and judgment. So it's reasonable to assume that God is bringing his kingdom, his church, and his servants into order. So this decade, that's really significant. One of his tools for doing that is judgment, but that doesn't mean it's the end of the world as we know it. But we do feel fine. For if we would judge ourselves, sorry, throwback to a lyric from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord that we may not be condemned with the world. When you think of judgment, think of that verse. Really, really important. God is for us all the time. So in judgment, he's for us. He's not he's not mad at you, I promise you. He is trying to conform you to his image. So it's likely that both those aspects of judgment will continue to be a significant aspect of the year ahead. If we're quick to humble ourselves, we'll experience deliverance through the events of life. I mean, really get that into your heart. Humility is massively important. If we ignore God, Romans 1:28 rules the day. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. You know, I one of the sad parts in these last few years is we've seen that a lot. We've seen people fall. And the reason is just that. It's just that verse is when you make that choice, God says, all right, for the saving of your soul, you want to go wander in darkness? Here you go. And you don't have to go that route. That's not God's heart. It's nobody's heart. And it certainly won't be your heart when you're there. So be mindful of that. We're in the second half of a 10-year period that's all about learning to see. So think of like glasses. The Lord is correcting vision impairments. How you see him, how you see yourself, how you see others, how you see obstacles, how you see blessings, how you see life. That's really, really huge. That's what God is doing. If you wonder what in the world is going on in my life, that's probably a pretty significant part. One thing I've desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And to inquire in his temple. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You've been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's Psalm 20, part of Psalm 27. And that's significant. It's the hope of seeing God in the land of the living that sustains us. So let's just dig in now. The number seven and the word is Zayin. in Hebrew. The number speaks of fullness, completion, rest, covenant, and blessing, ultimately. Zayin, seven. There were 7 days of creation. God rested on this and sanctified the seventh day. 7 days of the Feast of Passover. Mm-hmm. There are seven annual feasts with holy days, beginning with the Passover and ending with the last great day, the day after the Feast of Tabernacles in the seventh month. So you're entering, there's two calendars. So even though this starts the one calendar, it's the seventh month in the other. So again, 777 plus the seventh month here. The menorah is a seven-branch candelabrum. In the genealogy in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is the 77th in a direct line. There are seven loaves multiplied into seven basketfuls of surplus. Peter asked Jesus if he should forgive up to seven times. Jesus responded, nope, 70 times seven. And the seven last words or seven last sayings of Jesus on the cross, that's just a few of the seven. It's to show you how diverse that number seven is and how significant, I think Leanna was looking at the number of the mentions of seven. It was
860 times. Mm. Is the number seven used, and then including sevenfold and seventh?
It is the most common number used in Scripture. That's the year you're entering. Is God has a lot going on in those years mm-hmm. on the earth. This is just part, but it's his kingdom we're talking wow. about, not just the outside. So coming up next, we're going to really dig in as we dig into 77.
Because we haven't dug in yet.
No, we're just scratching the surface of this. And really look at where the sword comes in. You know, his word is a sword.
Yes.
So we're going to look at that aspect
yep.
of it.
Yep. Amen. Yep. Romans 6:13.
I'm Kevin Herbert of the Herbert Auto.